You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. I'm going to be hosting a coaching call for one of our collective students, Susan of Susan's Soaps, to talk about how she can take advantage of Black Friday sales. But what our conversation really turns into is how she can create an evergreen strategy that is supported by the sales cycle throughout the year. And we talk a lot about how to utilize her story, her reason for why she created her business in the first place. So I'm really hopeful this will help all of you who sell physical products, digital products, or even create content to take advantage of this time where you can boost your sales, whether it's your own or affiliates. So listen in. She asks some great questions and we go really deep on how to really take advantage of this and work smarter, not harder with Pinterest. But before we dive into that episode, I want to talk to you about our Simple Pin Collective. Are you a business owner that really wants to create a powerful Pinterest marketing strategy that really helps grow your business? Well, we would love to support your goals inside the Simple Pin Collective. Our program is your Pinterest hub for coaching, training, and action taking. It's what you need to develop a strategy that grows your small business. And it's in a membership form. So that means you pay a monthly fee, you get all this coaching, all of this material, and you can take a step back when you're done or you no longer need Pinterest marketing help. Inside the Simple Pin Collective, you'll find a complete learning library, literally every single topic on Pinterest is covered, and this will help you understand the basics of Pinterest and leverage some of the advanced tactics too to help you get noticed and attract your ideal buyer or reader on Pinterest. Like I said, this is more than an online course. It's a powerful community with coaching that helps you on every aspect of creating a Pinterest marketing plan for your business. If you need a question or feedback, drop your question in the community with mentors, administrators, and our team and me, you'll get the answers you need right away. You want to talk about Pinterest trends, updates, strategic planning, the algorithm? We would love to hear your thoughts and feedbacks, and the other members inside the Simple Pin Collective will join that conversation too to share their experience and their successes. So no more feeling like, am I the only one? Our Q&A coaching call each month provides a place for you to ask your questions and get them answered by me immediately and troubleshoot strategies. So we'd love for you to find out more about the Simple Pin Collective by going to simplepinmedia.com/collective. Again, that's simplepinmedia.com/collective. Alrighty, let's get back to today's episode where we dive in with Susan in a coaching call with me to help her figure out how to take advantage of Black Friday sales. Hey, Susan, thanks so much for joining me today.
I am thrilled to be here.
I am so excited to have you here too. So I've let the listeners know that we're going to do consult, call style where you get to ask me all the questions. But before we dive into those, tell us about your business, who you are and what you do.
I am a soap maker. I make handmade all natural soaps and skincare products. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I'm located in North Texas, a little bit way outside of Dallas. And I got into this because of my own skincare issues. After my son, who's now 27 years old, was born, I started having issues with eczema, went to a dermatologist who just prescribed cortisone cream that didn't really help, and stumbled on to some natural skincare products that I felt like made a difference and decided to start playing around with making my own products. And the local health food store that at that time I was buying raw materials from asked if she could start selling my soap, and the rest just kind of evolved from there. So I absolutely love essential oils. I'm a firm believer that they have all kinds of benefits. I've help my own skin as far as that. I used to have a real problem with adult acne, and I dug into that, kept resisting the idea of putting more oil on my face, finally succumbed and made some face serums and had great results and never looked back. So I've been using my Susan's Own. And then when I turned 50, quite a few years back, I switched over to the anti-aging. And that is one of the things that I would have to have with me on my desert island if I was ever stranded. So
I love that question. I never know how to answer that. So I love that you already know. Okay. So I'm curious then, how did you go from, you know, your local place that you're buying and starting to sell your products? When did you switch to putting your products online?
I guess, gosh, Kate, I can't even remember for sure. It was back pretty early days, because I've been through several iterations as far as hosting changes kind of thing. So I can't give you an exact year on that. Probably within the 5 years or so after I started, something like that, I guess. So if I started 20 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe. I know back then the internet was not near as crowded as it is today. So, and I look back in hindsight, there's probably all kinds of things I should have done different, but that's, you know, the way cookie crumbles. So, it's been an amazing ride. I mean, I'm not this super big company, but it's funny how little things happen in your life. In sixth grade, my sixth grade teacher had a painting up on the wall of the Taj Mahal. And I used to think, oh, it would be so awesome to go see that. And at some point, I decided to reach out and try to see what I could do internationally. And I connected with this distributor over in India. We actually, my family and I went over to India and promoted our products at different stores. And of course, we got to go see the Taj Mahal. And it was an absolutely beautiful day. And it's a memory I'll have for the rest of my life. So
how cool. I love that. Get your business resulted in that, like these connections all the way back to sixth grade. It's so cool. I love that you shared that story. It's really helpful to give context. And few technical questions. What are you running on now? Are you to host your website, host your shop?
I'm on WordPress.org, the self-hosted WordPress, not the WordPress.com. And I use WooCommerce. And I went with that. I know Shopify is huge, but I had been with two different, the first website type place that I was with years ago just basically went out of business overnight. and then the next one that I went with, they started where they just had a, it was just the cart, shopping cart, and you had to have a different host and do other, you know, they weren't all in one. And then they decided they wanted to vertically integrate and started changing everything, raising prices, and you were stuck because their coding was, you know, you couldn't move it or do anything else with it. So after going through those experiences, I decided that I wanted something that was more open source, that if one plugin didn't work or something changed, I had a lot more options as far as what I could do. So that's
so, so far you're liking WooCommerce. It's been a thumbs up for you.
I guess part of the other thing was even with my other, the last website I was at, I still have my blog has always been on WordPress. So I was familiar with the back end of it. So that helped also. But yes, overall, I really like WooCommerce. There's a lot of, I guess, flexibility to it. And I like that. I'm a little bit of a, I'm an art major originally that got an MBA and that is fascinated by tech, even though I can't really do a whole lot with it. So I enjoy investigating, you know, different tech plugins and what else you can do and learning about them and things. So that's kind of fun. So
very cool.
It all works, I guess. That's part of why I guess I keep doing what I do is I love learning new things. I just, it's, you know, what keeps the world spinning for me, I guess. So.
Right. And I love that you said in the beginning, you went with WooCommerce, even though like Shopify is the one that's talked about. But I know for us, we get a lot of questions from sellers asking, what do you know about WooCommerce? Or I am on BigCommerce, or I'm on this other one. And I think people appreciate hearing people's perspectives about using different programs instead of being, for lack of, pigeonholed into one thing that everybody's using. So it's encouraging to hear that you like it. It's working really well for your shop. And you like the tech side of things. You like investigating the tech side of things. You're fascinated
by
it.
It kind of scares me putting all your eggs in one basket. And I don't think you do that quite as much with WordPress.org and WooCommerce as some of the other things. So let's.
So you've got your website. You are cooking along with these products that are just knocking them out of the park for you and for other people. When did Pinterest start to come onto the scene for you and you to see it as a way to market your products?
Well, I heard about Pinterest years ago. I used to sell or have a space up at the Dallas World Trade Center. And I remember somebody came and gave a presentation about, you know, they would have little presentations for the different vendors and stuff, marketing stuff. And somebody came and gave a presentation about Pinterest. And at the time, I remember thinking, how the heck can I use that for my business? And so I set up an account, a personal account, but I didn't know what I was doing. I played around with it and it just kind of sat there. And then the more, like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years and about 3 years ago, I guess I went, I'm a member of the Handcrafted Soap Makers Guild and they hosted it here close to Dallas several years ago. And it just kind of re-energized me and made me jump back into my business with both feet. That was part of when I moved, changed platforms and did a whole lot of other changes to my business. And I got a lot more active in social media. And I kept hearing more and more about Pinterest and how the, well, that it does as far as driving traffic to your website, and which is very true, it does. So, so that's kind of how I got into focusing on that again.
Okay, well, now we're up to Pinterest, the beautiful platform that I love. Okay, so we're specifically talking about like how do we get you more sales, and specifically around holidays, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, when you know, the online market has grown tremendously, especially during the pandemic, because people are now, that's for some people, that's their only way to shop. And then also looking for gifts. So let's go into your questions about where you're at with really getting more sales for your products or even getting more future leads and awareness of people even knowing that you're an option, right? It's kind of like, how can we recreate this? The person down the street knows about this really great soap that you produce and then it multiplies. How can we help that for you? So let's dive into your questions about how do you get more sales during Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Mother's Day, whatever it is, ask away.
Well, more and more, I think part of the problem for me on Pinterest and maybe even for my website, I was speaking with somebody else today, is based on the, because I have a blog, like my top blog post in terms of traffic is what is the difference between sweet almond and bitter almond essential oils. And I have some other essential oil posts. And then we recently did a pin that showed a lot of my lavender sage bars, a video pin that got all kinds of traffic, but had a really high bounce rate. I think part of my problem is people see me or find me on Pinterest and think I'm going to tell them or teach them how to make soap because I've been doing it so long. So, and I want to sell them a bar soap. I don't want to teach them how to make it. So I'm not sure that what I have am trying to move into and am struggling a bit with is creating more lifestyle images. That's what I'm thinking would probably resonate in showing our product or people using soap or washing their face or whatever. The other thing I'm wondering is it too early to start showing holiday images of people opening maybe a package with soap in it, things like that. So, and then on a gift, everybody talks gift guide, and I'm not sure the best way to structure that. Should I show, I guess I'm just lost for that on that for some reason. I'm not wrapping my head around it very well for some reason.
Right. Okay, these are good ones. Let's take in parts. And if I miss any, you just stop me and be like, we got to talk about this. I would say the first one when it comes to trying to reconcile that DIY versus buying, sometimes I think that's always going to be a struggle for product sellers because pinners are kind of sometimes in that DIY mode. Especially if we can get caught up in those searches, right? So I think one of the best ways with your images is to put those call to action buttons that say like buy now or learn more about how you can get this soap. So that on that image in particular, there's already that qualifier that tells me, oh, I'm going to purchase this. It's not like a DIY. Something that indicates even in the images that like this is a pre-bought soap. It's not a DIY piece. And I think that is probably the number one way that I would do it with the caveat of when the people do come to your website. I mean, it's hard when you have that DIY. And I know you and I have talked about this before with that struggle between the DIY and the purchasers. But I think that's the first change that I'd make to lower that bounce rate. If you could, I know that it was on a video. So I don't really know what you could do because unless it's that cover image of it, changing that up to where it says, grab this soap, buy the soap now so you can have it in a week or something that gives this buy this now piece. Because I know for me, when I look at something and I'm in the mode of the DIY piece and I get a product, it is a little bit jarring. I'm like, oh, wait, I kind of want to figure this out. I kind of want to do it on my own. But I don't know if I would have clicked on it had I known it was a product to purchase. So it's more like the qualifier back on the image.
So you're thinking like, for example, if I have a lifestyle image or even a static pin of a bunch of bars curing or something, make sure to superimpose or somehow be a part of that image of finished wrapped bar of soap.
Yes, exactly. And talking more of continuing to play up the benefits of it, like this soap will, you don't want to say cure, that wasn't in my head, but like this soap will help you with XYZ.
Right.
It's buy your skin, soap today. Grab your soap now.
Skin, whatever. Right.
Exactly. So you're still talking about the benefits, but I can clearly see, like, if I'm looking at, I picture, you know, there's a lot of essential oils or there's those droppers or roller balls. When I do see those, I automatically associate with I'm going to make it. But something that's packaged and looks like it's put together, it helps me know, oh, that's a purchase piece. Like, I'm never going to do, I can do a clear blue roller ball at home anytime. But if there was something that's a soap that's packaged in that gift pack or something like that, that gives me the indication that I'm going to have to buy it. So it's leading with the images and the messaging that it's the buy now piece. And I think that'll help over time.
How important do you think it is when I'm kind of hearing from, well, I listened to your recording, not yours, but your new segmented trainings that y'all have.
Oh, yeah. In the collective.
Mm-hmm. Right. Part of in the e-commerce. I got through 3/4 of it before bedtime call the other night. Oh. One thing I had not done really was, I mean, I've certainly done pins that go to product URLs and then two of the three I'd done. The one I hadn't really done is tagging products in pins. So, but she mentioned, and I've heard this other places, is that lifestyle images convert better than just like a picture of a bar of soap sitting there, for example.
Right. Yes.
Do you agree with that?
I do. So for those listening, to give a little context, inside the Simple Pin Collective, we had our account specialist go through and give feedback on all these different types of niches and accounts. And one of them was e-commerce. And so that's what Susan's referencing here. And I definitely think that lifestyle makes a big difference. We've worked with other skincare brands. We've worked with other product sellers, and that product in the lifestyle setting definitely converts higher than just, you know, a raw soap or whatever, or just a static image. And to the product tagging thing, that's a great idea, because Pinterest is becoming more and more funky, is the best word, to click on. So I noticed the other day as a user, I'm on Pinterest and I'm trying to get all these sites, and that shopping integration, the tagging, whether it's they've added the white dots or you've added your own, that does take precedent. So if you have an image that is a lifestyle image with your product tagged on it, it's almost much easier for me to click on that sometimes than it is the actual image. So I like that product tagging, because that also shows right away in the app, I can see that it's a product tagged. So definitely a good thing to implement there.
Okay. Do you think it's too early to start doing Christmas lifestyle images?
Yes, that was the one that I missed in there with that. No, I don't. And here's why, is that Christmas tends to trend really early, sometimes in July. And what we like to do, pinning in advance, is you get into people's boards, because a lot of people, believe it or not, are not procrastinators. They're actually planners. And so what they're going to do is they're going to save all these ideas to their boards. And then when it gets closer to whatever event it is they need to buy a gift for, they revisit the board. So I don't think it matters that there's Christmas images coming up. I think we see a lot of it already on Pinterest. It's almost September when you and I are recording this. And I think it is, Christmas is kind of that outlier to where you really could start in July and be totally fine. No one's going to balk at it. They're going to be like, oh yeah, Christmas, it's about 6 months away. And they're just going to either engage with it or they're going to move past it. But it's not going to be an interruption or out of the ordinary. You could even play it up with your marketing as getting ahead of the gift buying, getting ahead of the shipping. Now that's a big one, right? Because we've had these shipping delays. And so, yeah, you can definitely,
that was a nightmare last year. Oh my gosh.
Nightmare. Exactly. So you could play it up with like, get this amazing miracle soap and have it as the best gift, but order now so you're not caught in the shipping nightmare or something along those lines.
Yes. I literally had people whose orders was getting there the day before Christmas that had ordered back during Black Friday. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Horrible.
Yeah. So I would definitely play that up for sure and see if you can get out of the gate. And also let's kind of camp on the Black Friday thing a little bit, is make sure that people get on your email list to get the notification about Black Friday. So then wherever there is maybe your top post for Pinterest, sometimes what I do is I mess around with ads that are seasonal. Like I'll put them on my own site and make them look like an ad and say, like, if you want the best deal and you want to know about Black Friday, get on my list now. I'll make sure to let you know when it drops or something along those lines. But I like on my top post to get something that's a call to action, especially if there's something coming up that's really awesome. And then you can take it down, obviously, after Black Friday.
Okay. Yeah, because at least in our case, we really do. Our best sale that we ever have is always on Black Friday. So that's the one not to miss.
Which I think this is a good segue into what we're talking about, gift guides. So the best Pinterest strategy for it. So gift guides are, what you want to look for is let's think of the person who's buying your soap and like who it's usually going to and who it could be included with. So people get very specific when they're searching for certain things as far as gift guides. So it could be the best gift guides for the, or the best gifts for the person who loves spas, or the best gift guide for somebody who loves to be pampered. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll search some of these things like gift guides for spas or for spa lovers, something right. like that, where we're tapping into not just a broad one like gift guide for moms. Instead, we're tapping into what it is that person loves. Gift guides for natural skincare lovers, or something that really gets very specific to who you know is going to connect with your with your product, and then make it to where it's more generic over time, but you can take your Pinterest image and you can play it up for the holiday. So if the post on your site that's the gift guide has whatever, let's say it's the gift guide for the spa lover, then you could do an image that's gift guide for the spa lover with Christmas tree in the background. And then when you come to Mother's Day, it could be moms or it could be graduation or whatever it is. What I like about that is the gift guide is always the anchor, but the Pinterest images are in rotation. And then what you can play around with is seeing which holiday resonated the most. Like, did I get more clicks during Mother's Day or did I get more clicks during Christmas? What is it that really drove the most traffic? And I'm going to take another layer because we've been talking about idea pins, right? And I know you have a question in a minute about the story pins and how that affected your static pins.
Well, can you, before you get totally off onto your, okay, so you're suggesting to do the gift guide to have a blog post or several multiple blog posts, for example. So it doesn't go, I don't need to create a separate landing page of certain products on my site. I can just create a blog post for, well, men's products always do well. For example, gift guide for shopping for your favorite man. Or, and then, like you said, gift guide for sensitive skin, the sensitive skin person on your list or what. So where it's geared for persons' needs, but it's not holiday specific, but that's a blog post that's there on my site 24/7. And then on the pins, create a pin, like you indicated, with Christmas tree in the background or a guy, cute guy sitting there with a Santa hat on or whatever. And that is the holiday theme for that time. And then when some other holiday, Halloween rolls around, whatever it is, rolls around, then you change up your pin image geared to that season, but it still points back to that same original blog post. Am I understanding
correct.
The process?
You are 100%.
All
so
right.
What this does is it takes your gift guide is your piece of content.
Okay.
And then you are having it on a blog post because you're going to describe your soaps, and you could even do affiliate links out to other things too if you want. Because one of the best things we see when it comes to Pinterest users, they want to be warmed up. And so I don't know if you listened to this previous podcast episode we had, but we did an interview with Laurel Box, and they realized all their new customers coming from Pinterest were coming via a blog post. And then the solution to the blog post was their product. So this gift guide is, here's great gifts for men's skincare, right? Like great products. Let's say 80% are yours, 20% of our other people's. I'm making that ratio up. But then it's linking a lot there from your products so that I get to hear a little bit of your feedback as to why you love your products, where a product listing doesn't really do that for people, right? It doesn't give context or story or any of that. And the gift guide being there, it can be repurposed however you want, right? Through your Pinterest images. You could do a video and send it there. You can do a static pin. So yeah, we use these pieces of content on our website, our blog, as pillars, and then we kind of go out from there. So yeah.
To get even more granular, maybe is that's the new one of the buzzwords, seems like today. how often, like, so, okay, we're tomorrow is September 1st. So if I want to start doing gift guides on my website as blog posts, how often do you think? I mean, obviously, I want to have multiple ones because there's different, I have different product niches that I could cover in them. So two a month, maybe? Is that too many, do you think?
Yeah. No. I've seen people do a lot more per month. I would say if you did one per week, if you could, if you did one per week over the next, like, 6-8 weeks, then that really beefs up your holiday content to where, let's say you end up creating 3 Pinterest images for each one. You've now taken and you have 3 different images that maybe there's different writing on them, or maybe there's a different image on them, or, you know, they tell a different story, but they get to the point that it's a gift guide, right? But you're targeting. Then you have this 6 to 8 weeks beefed up of gift guides that now your strategy is just getting it out there, you know, like getting it onto Pinterest with these different images. And then it's like you've duplicated it. You've got like 24 pins at that point going to 8 different posts. I like that strategy because it's evergreen. So next year when we get to this time, you now have, let's say you have 6 to 8 ready to go. And maybe by this time next year, you think of a couple more. And then you can continue to drip them out for other holidays and you just continue to build this great content library. I have another question for you along these lines of the gift guides and blog posts. Have you ever written your story in a blog post as to like why you created this and what the solutions you found as a result of creating your soaps?
My overall story or
yeah, like how you got started, what the problem was, what solved it.
Yeah, it's on my about page, but I don't know that I've done a blog post per se about it.
Okay, so I'm going to give you another idea for how to get pinners in the door to buy your products. I was super intrigued right away when you told me that you were struggling with eczema and you wanted to figure out how to find a solution to the problem. Right there, I would love to hear your story about your problem was eczema, what you tried, and what was the result. And you tell me about the soap that I can go buy. And then that Pinterest image is how I solved my problem with eczema. There's tons of people who are struggling with that. And those are the people that you're targeting. But they want to read your story first because we want to see some success, right? Especially people who are struggling with eczema. They've tried everything under the sun. We have friends with it. It's like you're removing dairy and gluten. I mean, everything, right? So I would think, and I just do this with pen and paper, is I would probably think about like your 4 pillar posts that really talk about your story and why you've created what you've created and how it solved the problem for you. I would get that on Pinterest, because that's going to warm people up even better, and it expands your content right there. Right. And I would love to know it. You never know who's going to be searching eczema. That's a new keyword for you. And now we've opened the door to something else.
Right. So when you say 4 pillar posts, one of the things, my face serum totally solved my adult acne issue. So when you say 4 pillars, 4 different things that my products.
Yeah, 4 different things. Talk about the eczema. Talk about that. How I solve my adult acne problem. That could be the text on the image. Like I can picture it. And even look at what other, go onto Pinterest, search adult acne and kind of see what keywords pop up, what people are talking about. But definitely, that is a great open door to talking about what your struggle was, what you ended up creating and how it solved the problem. I would even love to know, like, how long have you been using it? Like, you know, and you even said it too. This could be a fun blog post, is you said I was afraid to put oil on my face.
I was. Yeah. Cause I had oily skin and everything I read was, you know, make a concoction with an oil base. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. There's no way that's going to help.
Right. A post like that too, like right there, like how to heal oily skin, or I finally put oil on my face and this is what happened. I will tell you that there was a blog post that I came across on Pinterest and it said why women should shave their face. I clicked on that so fast because I wanted to know. And then it was this trend, you know, of dermaplaning and all that kind of stuff. But I think that's what the Pinterest user has a problem of: oily skin, adult acne, eczema. I would love for you to start answering some of those questions in short form blog posts. They do not have to be long. And then leading directly to your product. Here was my problem. Here's a solution I created. Go buy it, right? And I wonder if that would increase your sales because you are now the testimonial, right? Like you have proven that it works. And I'm way more bought into that than if I just see, go straight to a product page. So gift guides, telling the story of how you found solutions, I think are two amazing content strategies for the last half of this year that could really open up more sales for you during the holiday season.
I love that, Kate. I do know, like on Instagram and Facebook, when I show me and as the image, that tends to get way more engagement than most anything else. So
yeah, take some cues from that too and repurpose. I look back at things that have gotten engagement on Instagram or other places, and I repurpose some of it if I'm writing a blog post to try to give me inspiration to connect with my customer and think about like what are they really struggling with? So I think if I had to give you like one takeaway, I would say that's going to be your biggest thing for trying to boost holiday sales is that content strategy, even more than like where a pin goes or, you know, any of that. Not where a pin goes, but you mean like how many pins or any of those detail things. Right. I think it's got to be back to that content piece. And I'm really intrigued by it. Like, I want you to write it so I can like read it. And I know other friends who have struggled with eczema and adult acne, and then I can send it along. So Okay. There you go. All right.
Well, I will create a couple. I will do the post and then create a pin and then put it up and see if I'll probably go ahead and publish one or whatever. And then also get some feedback from people seeing if I'm on the right track with, because right now I just show me, I guess, with the, and I mean, I'm 64 and I have people tell me that I look pretty good for 64.
So. There you go. I love it. Yeah. I want you to do it and post in the collective, which is a great advantage of the collective. People give great feedback and everything. So post in there. I'd love to help you work through this even more. I want to take one last question that you asked me, which I think is an important one. And that was the one about pinning to a landing page that was on sale. Can you expand more a little bit about that with, you said you didn't want to have a sale link on your site. Talk to me about this.
Okay. Right now, what I do and what I've been doing is for a while is I down at the bottom of my homepage, I have three soaps, different soaps that I put on sale for a week. And then I change them out and put three different soaps on sale. For one thing, it gives me something to talk about. It also, in my emails to customers, it also lets people, if they're looking for a deal, they can do that. Usually people will order some of them and then also order their other favorite scents or other products or whatever. So I feel like from that standpoint, it works. I don't want to have a link up on my main menu area where it's sale, where they can just click on that and ignore everything else on the website. We had originally talked about like if, and usually what I do for Black Friday is usually coupon codes. So it's usually not certain things that are major discounted in terms of an actual page. But I was wondering if it made sense, and maybe it doesn't, to try to be able to feature that somehow on Pinterest, that, but the actual soap scents are going to change all the time. In other words, whatever they clicked on this, I couldn't say lemongrass soap now on sale, because next week it'll be lavender oatmeal or whatever. So, but I didn't know if I should create like a landing page that just has those sale products on it, and they'll just automatically change with whatever is on sale. But I don't actually have a link on my website where people would click on. Does that make sense? Am I explaining that?
It does. It does make sense. So I would say I wouldn't necessarily have a landing page, kind of because what we just talked about with, you know, people being very specific about lemongrass soap or lavender soap. And then they click on, they somehow find the page and then they really just want to go straight to the product, right? I don't think a sale is necessarily like a big seller when it comes to Pinterest because they're not quite ready to buy, right? Like they're still back at that place of wanting to find a solution in a soap for the problem that they have.
They just want their acne to go away.
Right. Exactly. So I honestly think once you, I like the three soaps being there as like a highlight, but I would love on your main homepage to be able to link to some of these articles that we're talking about and see if we can generate more of them coming and reading a little bit more and then buying. So it's almost like you're adding another section a little bit too. Like you can have the soaps that are on sale or they're featured. And then underneath that, they can go to the articles. So those are easily found. I don't know if they can easily find them right now, but I would say as you continue to write them, gift guides would be a great one. So I've heard seen this strategy done before where people will have a landing page that's gift guides. So they will say it as the 10 best gift guides for natural, I don't know the term, you know, like my creativity is waning, but they would do, then they would have a landing page where they would link out to the other gift guides.
For aromatherapy products. How about that?
Right. Exactly. But I really, I don't think the hard part about a landing page with a sale is it would have to be like a really easy, quick win for somebody. Like I see it a lot in the menu planning. So I could link to something that's like for a menu planning site because I could get a digital download like really easy. It's $7 or whatever. And I could, you know, say menu plan on sale. And then I could just swap out the menu plans over and over. But I think it might be a bigger hurdle with natural soaps because people are tend to be more fact finders. Whereas you don't have the fact finding hurdle when it comes to like a menu plan, you know?
Somebody had suggested to me creating gift tags that like and make that as a lead magnet or download for people. But I don't know. The other thing is I'm like, would that entice me to do anything? Me personally? No. So, and, you know, I also kind of hear, you know, that my target audience is probably at least somewhat relevant to the way I am. So I thought I would see what your thoughts on something.
Yeah, like I think you bring up a great point. I would say if it were, you know, when I think of being a product seller and going to purchase something, a 10% off coupon code like gets me every time. Like, because I sign up for it because I don't know quite yet if I'm going to buy something, but I don't want to pass up my 10%. Sometimes I'll bypass it if I really know I'm not going to purchase. But I would say a discount code is much more of a seller for me. Unless
of course, free shipping versus a discount code.
Yes, free shipping would be another one too. That would also be a motivator for me. But unless it's a quiz or something as an opt-in, you know, like I'm trying to figure out what lipstick to get or something like that based on the colors. An opt-in that's like a gift tag or something like that, it doesn't really work for me when it comes to product sellers, especially like we've talked about is that like your biggest hurdle with your products is really getting that buy-in of it does provide the solution to the problem that people have. And that I think free shipping would be better as a pop-up, you know, to get people onto your list. Wow. We've covered a lot, and I hope I'm going to go over some takeaways. So
I'm so excited, Kate. You've got me like, okay, I need to go out and write some more blog posts.
I know. I'm happy to do that for you. And that's what I hoped with this call. And I
appreciate it.
that is, you know, one of the things with product sellers that I think is hard, because we don't think of this content first model, but then we have to remember like, people need to know the story behind your product, and you have a great product. I mean, I heard your story in like the first 4 minutes and I was already intrigued. So it's like, how do we take that and translate that into those posts so that people who are stopping by will read more, lower your bounce rate, get to know more about you and buy your soaps, because clearly they're working. So
well, that's what, can I share two little customer testimonials real fast? I got my email, the newsletter that went out this week or last week, I got an email back from this couple that is in Colorado and was giving me basically kudos and stick to it and everything. And I was talking about the effects of the pandemic on everybody a little bit. And we did a show up there. It's probably been, I bet it's been over 10 years ago, and they're still buying my products and caring enough to send me an email. And then I don't hardly do anything at all on TikTok. I occasionally post a reel over there. I had somebody that DM'd me on TikTok that wanted to know where we're going to be we're doing the state fair here in Texas here in a few weeks, where I'm going to be at the state fair, because she had seen me at a show there over in outside of Dallas, which again was 6 or 7 years ago. She met me then and she wanted to come find me at the fair. So when I get things from people like that, that saw me or have bought from me for years, it just totally makes my day. And anyone listening to this, I hope they recognize that small businesses and particularly makers, they need that feedback from their customers, because that's why we do what we do. So, and, you know, spread the love around.
So. I love that. Well, then where can people go to buy your soaps? What's the best website?
SusanSoaps.com. SusanSoaps.com.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Susan. I really appreciate the opportunity to give you some feedback and coaching here. And if you want the link to Susan's website, which you should get that, because then you could buy a great gift for somebody, or you're struggling with any of the things that Susan talked about, go to simplepinmedia.com/256 for the show notes and to learn more. And if you would like to join our collective too, where Susan is a part of it as well, this is a great place for you to get feedback from the community, training, teaching. There are so many videos. We literally have every type of training under the sun when it comes to Pinterest marketing. So we love this community. It's amazing business builders, both product sellers, content creators. And we would love to have you join. Again, you can find the link for that at simplepinmedia.com/256. Alrighty, Susan, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me. It has been so much fun to be a part of this.